Now. Real people, real opinions. Nighttime Talk with Niall Boylan.
Ireland's classic hits radio.
You may have seen in the media today that currently over 900 prison inmates are on the front lines in LA battling the blazes alongside the professional firefighters. Now, since the 1940s, California has involved inmates in firefighting as a form of rehabilitation. The inmate firefighters earn 10.24 per day. Not an awful lot of money, but it's better than nothing than sitting in prison. But they perform the same tasks as full-time firefighters. Critics argue that the combination of low pay and incentive of reduced prison sentences raise ethical concerns about it. Now, in Ireland, while we don't have inmates fighting fires, our prison system looks at rehabilitation through education and vocational training, i.e. they can do courses and all sorts of things before they get out to get them ready for the real world. Inmates can participate in classes ranging from basic education to technology, horticulture, aiming to equip them with skills and reintegration in society. Ironically enough, by the way, in the maximum security prisons in Ireland, the most popular course is law, which is quite ironic when you have murderers studying law. But anyway, so what are your thoughts on the way they are doing things in the States? Do you think somebody like that would work here? Aaron, would you hire an ex-con? Do you believe in second chances? Would you trust them? Now, I'm going to have to obviously give you an idea of what I'm talking about here, okay? So we're not talking about a murderer, maybe, so to speak, okay? Let's not go to the extreme. But somebody who is a burglar, had assaulted somebody, you know, grievously bodily harm or whatever. And they do their time. They do their 6 years in jail or whatever it is they get for it. They get out of jail and they come to you for a job. And you're an employer. Just pretend you're an employer. Would you give them a job? Would you trust somebody and give them a second chance? Do you think everybody deserves a second chance? Let me know what you think. The number is, as usual, 087-188-0008. That's 087-188-0008. Or get involved in social media on Facebook at Ireland's Classic Hits or indeed on X at Classic Hits Radio. So do get involved, all right? On social media or by WhatsApping us here. If you want to come on the radio, just WhatsApp, let me on, and they will let you on. So would you hire an ex-convict to do a job? Or would it be a case of just going, sorry, no second chances for me. Let me go to Rob. Rob, hi, how are you?
Good evening, Niall.
How are you doing, Rob? I mean, quite interesting what they do in California, having the, you know, the ex-cons out on the streets, basically digging up the roads and helping the firefighters. We don't do that.
More than the same, yeah. Tell me, is that compulsory that they have to do that?
Oh, they have no choice. Yeah, they have no choice.
No choice?
Yeah.
All right, okay. So that's right. That's probably a bit like in America, though, where they have the chain gang thing.
Yeah, similar situation, yeah. Similar situation. Yeah, they do it in Texas, too. What was this? Sheriff Pio, is that his name? Remember the guy who used to have them in the tents out in the desert and they'd be digging up the roads and everything? He'd have them all chained together. Yeah.
I think them places are all corrupt, though, anyway. But, you know, we have the sheriffs running things.
Would you hire an ex-con, Rob? Would you? I mean, let's get back to Ireland. We don't do that, obviously. So they get training in jail and they try to rehabilitate people. But would you hire an ex-con who was, say, a burglar or somebody who had assaulted somebody?
I was saying it to reception while you're there. Yeah, I would. I'd have no qualms about it whatsoever. I don't understand why anyone would.
Well, because you don't trust them is why people might have a reservation about it.
Yeah, but don't forget now, no, these people, right, wherever they are, murderers, robbers, are beating up people and all that stuff, they pay their time. They pay their debt to society. Is that not erased then? Is that not the end of it?
Oh, no, but from a legal point of view, yes, that they've done their time, they've served the time, the punishment, the whole lot. But from a moral point of view, like if it's somebody who has robbed a house or somebody who has assaulted somebody intentionally, is it not a measure of the man, so to speak? Does it not tell you the type of person they are if they're willing to do that? Or do you think prison can change them?
I don't know if prison can change them, but they will have paid their debt to the legal system. Right? And that should be the end of it. Like, I can't. People get nowhere. People are just in jail, and then they're released from jail, and they're back in society, and no one will touch them with a 44 barge pole or whatever.
Mm. Yeah, then they just end up back in jail again because they have to commit crimes to get money. Yeah, exactly.
I mean, by the way, I'm not a liberal or anything like that, by any means. But
No, I see the point that you're making. If nobody's going to give them a job, well, they'll only end up, you know, being tempted to do something wrong again.
And I mean, I wouldn't even just say just robbers or anything like that, or you know, I'd murderers a whole lot.
Would you hire a murderer?
I wouldn't say I'm not, but.
The only thing I will say about a murderer is they're probably one of the, now I know this is going to sound stupid, one of the safest to hire, because it is probably the crime with the lowest offence rate, re-offence rate.
Yeah, because I don't think murders are all that random.
No, murders are usually intentional, and it's usually for a specific reason. They're rarely random. Yeah. Whereas other crimes can be random and can be quite sporadic. I mean, for example, the highest re-offence rate is for, you know, paedophilia. That would be the highest re-offence rate.
Yeah.
Would you hire Peter? Would you hire somebody who'd been in jail for, you know, downloading child porn or sexual assault against a minor? Would you hire somebody if they did their 10 years in jail?
Some of time in jail, that else. But it's not going to affect me.
Well, they're working for you.
Mm-hmm.
Mm. But you would. You'd give them a second chance.
Yeah, I would, yeah. Why not?
Okay, well, stay there for a second. Let me go to Julie as well. Julie, hi.
Hi, Niall. Happy New Year.
Happy New Year, Julie. There you go. Rob says, why not give them a second chance, criminals? Because if you don't, they'll just end up reoffending and going back into jail. Somebody has to give them a second chance.
I'd rather do that. Like, say if it was a bloke and he robbed, like, say, I don't know. Could you imagine he robbed a box of blocks, yeah?
Yeah.
And he got like a couple of months in prison and he done a couple of months. Yeah, I probably would give him a second chance, depending on the job that he, like, depending on the company that I had. But because obviously I can't put him, like, if, I don't know. If it was a factory, yeah, I'd give them, like, you know where I'm coming from with that. But I would give them a second chance if I thought they deserved it, yeah.
Would you? I'm surprised to hear this reaction tonight. I thought I would hear quite the opposite, to be honest with you. So what about, Julie, a guy who's been in jail for, and we're always saying a guy, it could be a woman, a guy who's been in jail for 10 years for rape?
No, absolutely not.
Why not? You said everybody deserves a second chance.
Why the hell would I do? What are you for real?
I'm only asking.
Even sit in the same room.
I'm only asking you. You said everybody deserves a second chance.
Yeah, but come on, you were talking about like the likes of like I said, like robbing a box of fruit or something. You weren't talking about, like, you ruled out the murder there and then now you're talking about a rapist. No, I don't think so. I wouldn't want them, like, serving the coffee if I owned the cafe. No, you're grand.
Mm.
Absolutely no way.
But as far as Rob is concerned, he's done his time. You know, he's learned his lesson.
You can't learn your lesson from something like that, sorry. And if you think you can, well, you're living on another fucking planet. No offense.
Well, then, what about a murderer? What about somebody who killed somebody, who, you know, intentionally murdered somebody?
Then again, look, murder, manslaughter, like, how do you define that? Like, it depends. I'd have to look at their...
So, hold on, let me tell you, you're ruling out a rapist. You're ruling out a rapist completely, but you're a murderer, yeah, we could live with that, maybe. I mean, surely murder is the most heinous crime.
It's not that you could live with it. Like, it's at the end of the day, like, it depends on your company. Like, if you wanted a security guard, yeah, I'd probably hire a murderer, yeah, no problem. Put them on the door there.
Would you?
You know, you can be guaranteed you wouldn't get any bullshit. Do you know what I mean? To be fair.
Right, so you'd hire them for, well, they're probably less likely to get a job as a security guard.
Well, it depends. It'd have to be a while after their crime as well, because I'd have to see that they were, like, it'd have to be a good stretch after their, you know, like, they couldn't just jump out of prison and then I'd be like, oh yeah, I'll just throw him on the door there. They'd have to prove themselves before I took them on.
So what, they'd have to work somewhere else first?
Not work somewhere else, but just, like, you know what I mean, being normal, I suppose, if that's possible.
But isn't that the whole idea, the point Rob is making, when they come out of jail, if nobody's going to give them a job and they have to hang around for months waiting for Julie to prove themselves?
They don't, this is the thing, like, but you know what I mean? Well, we're not the ones that need to think about, while they're in the dolls tonight, they should probably think about that. Like, they should open a factory and maybe put them on, and then we know where they are, and then that's grand.
So,
you know what I mean? Like, instead of leaving it, like, to the likes of, like, the public to decide, oh, will we give your man a job there? Sure, he just, like, murdered someone, like, you know, or a rape? No. Do you know what I mean? That's not up to us to think about. So I'd probably consider, like, a little factory and then, yeah, give them a second chance if they come out and they want one. Because if they want one, there's obviously, like, something right in their head.
So in other words, we Rob, what she's saying is we have places specifically for, you know, criminals to work in. Factories.
To be honest, There's not a whole lot of point in putting person in jail then.
You know? Well, there is, because they've committed a crime. So absolutely there is. What do you think, they should be still walking around the street?
Yeah. Well, what I'm saying to
no,
you is...
No, they shouldn't be.
But come here, Jerry, hold on a sec. When they serve their sentence, like that 10 years or whatever, for murder or 14 years, and they've done all that, do you not think when they paid their debt?
Yeah, they paid it to the victim or whatever they did wrong. They didn't pay it to society, so no, I wouldn't.
But they have paid it. I mean, that's the justice system. If they get 15 years in this country for murder, usually...
Well, once they weren't in the same jurisdiction as whoever they offended... I think that's okay.
Well, Ireland is a small place, isn't it? I mean, that would be difficult.
Yeah, but it doesn't matter. Once they were away from, like, if it was so harmful or whatever it was, like, I do believe in second chances, but I wouldn't have them in a position where they can reoffend, if you want to call it that.
Yeah.
Julie, here's the thing, though. I mean, they serve their time and all that, and they get out, and no one touched them, as I said to Noel earlier, with a barge hole, right? Where do they get money? I mean, they're not going to be getting the social welfare. I don't think they get
the
social
welfare.
No, they do. They do get social welfare.
I understand that. Like, I understand that they'd want more money. They'd want more prospects in life. They're after being in prison, for God's sake. But at the end of the day, you have to consider the people that they're around. If they're obviously after committing a crime or whatever it is they've done, you have to consider other people. You can't just go, oh, well, he done it. Like, that's fair enough and fair play to them. Like, they done whatever they were given in their sentence. But at the end of the day, like, it's a bigger bubble than it would be, say, for someone who hasn't been in prison.
Yeah. Now, I'm just trying to change them, basically, you know.
I'm suggesting that, like, yeah, they do that. Why shouldn't they do that time? They've committed a crime. It depends, like I said, on the crime. But there's no way I'd let a rapist or whatever walk around, like, in public. Are you for real?
You'd have to.
Well, you couldn't. If there's children around, are you trying to say that you'd let one walk by a school? You wouldn't.
Yeah, but Julie, hold on a second. There's thousands of previous sex offenders in this country. Some were on the registered sex offenders, because the registered sex offenders is not around that long. But some are on it, some are not. And I would hazard a guess. I'm going to ask AJ to see if it's available, if that information is available on Google. But I'm going to guess there's 10,000 at least registered sex offenders at some point over the last 20 years in Ireland, right? Wandering around, who've done their time, possibly some of them, wandering around. So, I mean, you don't even know who they are. Most of them. And there's thousands of people who've committed assault. There's a few that have committed rape and murder and theft and burglary and all sorts of crimes, because they all get out of jail at some point. So they're all wandering around there.
Yeah.
That's all great crack, but they can't be wandering around schools if they're the likes of a rapist or a pedophile.
But you can't put aside...
Can't be lines drawn.
But Judy, I get what you're saying, and I feel uncomfortable at the thoughts of a pedo walking past the school, right? But but there's no signs up at the end of the road where the school is saying pedo's not allowed. Do you know what I mean?
It doesn't matter. There's parents these days, and the parents are well aware of it. But you are 100% in what you're saying. There is the likes of it walking around, and that's not our problem. They should be bounced back to where they came from. Seriously.
So
yeah, for sure.
Yeah, go ahead, Rob. Go ahead, Rob. Yeah.
No, it's just what you're saying there. I mean, to have these like pedophiles or sex offenders over there. They've done their time in jail and all this, and they're back out on the street. They're back out. I'd rather have them in a job than hanging around outside schools or what have you, or playgrounds.
Yeah, well,
like Niall said,
and like I agreed with, they do be walking by schools. They do be walking around in public, and that's not acceptable. It's not acceptable at all.
Do me a favour, both of you. Stay there for a second, because I want to go to Terry straight after the break. We're going to take a very short break. The number is 087-188-0008. We're not just focusing, by the way, on rapists and pedos. We're talking about all sorts of criminals. Would you give a criminal a job? Do you believe that criminals, once they've served their time now, do they deserve a second chance? Does everyone deserve a second chance? All right, welcome back. Stay there, please, Rob and Judy. Let me just go to Terry. Terry, hi, how are you?
How you doing, Nice?
How you doing, Terry? Terry, would you hire an ex-con?
Of course I would, yeah.
You would? Okay, and does it matter what they did? You know, once they've served their time, as far as you're concerned, they get a second chance?
Yeah, I suppose a rapist, I don't know, but I do think a lot of them have a lot to teach us.
In what respect?
In look at most people that have committed crimes, like, put it this way, if you're looking at even just say the in America, people that go in and do their crime, they come out and they're given chances. The governments have learned quite a lot off them. Like, just look at your man, Catch Me If You Can, and certain criminals.
Yeah, yeah.
They have informed governments. They have made railroads for a lot of governments. And I think this country here needs to kind of say at the end of the day that if somebody has been given their sentence, I'm not saying that they're not going to come out and do something again. They probably will. Maybe
not necessarily.
You know,
depends on the crime. Yeah, yeah.
Yeah, because of the cycle sometimes of the crime, it needs to be stopped somewhere so that they could be useful to society.
Is that our job, to make other people useful to society? Is that society's job, or is that a personal responsibility to make yourself useful for society, to behave yourself?
Look, prison is supposed to reform. It's not supposed to kind of inflict. It's supposed to reform. It's not there to inflict. It's actually, somebody has made a mistake, they go in there because they have made a mistake. And the prison system, if it worked properly, it would actually help.
But I know there's victims at home listening to you going, they made a mistake. Somebody who rapes a girl, who abuses a 12-year-old, who murders his wife or murders her husband, that's not a mistake. That's intentional.
Look, you'll never have everybody happy. But at the end of the day, the reality is life. Like, at one stage, you would have got, just say, parts of Dublin. Just say, I'm going to say Dublin, because I'm from Dublin.
Okay.
Parts of Dublin were decimated because of lack of resources. And it actually kind of created a hub for criminals.
Yeah, but still like that, by the way, in parts of Dublin. Yeah.
Yeah, yeah, but in parts of, like, what do you want to say, that don't employ them? Sure, fucking who's running the country is criminals. you know what I'm saying? Like, they can do it. They can do it the right way and get away with it.
Yeah, there's a different type. I mean, I know people say this blue collar crime, as you're referring to, or political corruption, or whatever you might be referring to there. People see that as a different type of crime, but it's not, because the bankers who destroyed the country, you know, killed or destroyed as many people, because many people took their lives because of financial woes. And so, yeah, they're equally as bad as the guy who went out with a shotgun and shot somebody in the middle of the street. They're equally as bad. I get that.
Come in, I tell you, Niall, I must have been looking. I used to be on Facebook. I haven't been on it in a year and a half since that war broke out, right?
Okay.
And the reason being is because I have sympathy for one lot of them. And when I used to get fired off Facebook over some of the comments, I'd write over the opposite side.
Okay.
So, and that was even before the war. Now, what I looked at now here, now we have the biggest politicians in the world is all congregating there now, and they're chopping up countries and what have you, right? Now, your man Jolani that came in and overthrew Assad in Syria. Now, just listen for one instance. It was a 10 million bounty on his head by the USA. So 10 million they had for anyone that gave him up. Now, criminal, this is what they're saying. He's a terrorist, he's a criminal, he's the biggest fucking one in the world after Osama bin Laden. And next of all, he goes in and he does what America wants him to do. They put a suit on him, and now they're saying to us here, look, we need to talk to this man.
No, I'm well aware of the way the world works, Terry, and it works in strange ways. And yes, propaganda sometimes can be a wonderful thing, or a very bad thing, as the case may be. And I don't want to go into. I know. I understand where you're going. You know, if you put a suit on somebody, you know, they can suddenly change who the person is. If we're told somebody is bad, we believe they're bad. Yeah, but some people are genuinely bad.
If we put a turban on Enda Kenny's head, would we realise what a fuck he was? You know what I mean?
I know. Well, I don't think that would be the case. I mean, I don't want to start getting into some sort of kind of racial wars over the whole thing. But here's the thing. Wait, what you're saying to me is, if we're told people are bad for long enough, well, then they are bad. But here's the thing, Terry, and I agree with you, by the way. Or if we're told people are good, they're good. But there are genuinely bad people in Ireland. And I must forget about the politicians for the moment, right? Because some of them are good, some of them are bad. But there are genuinely bad people in jail. who, given a chance, you know, will commit more crimes.
Yeah, I understand that. But there's also maybe about 80% of the population in the jails that are there because they may have a drug problem. There's no treatment center. So they go into prison and they've committed a couple of, you know, they've robbed in a shop or they've robbed somebody. I'm not saying that there's victimless crimes. You know, I'm not saying that for one minute. But what I am saying is that the system needs to be changed to kind of like to help them before it's a continuous cycle for them.
Okay,
well,
hang on. Let me just ask Rob that. Rob, do you believe that everybody in jail or people who commit crimes in jail are bad people?
No, I don't believe that. No.
What, you think it's circumstances?
I think there's an awful lot of that. There's a hell of a lot of that noise that goes on.
Yeah, no, I don't believe anybody's born evil, by the way. I don't buy into that argument. I think society makes people evil, or the environment they live in, or the way they're raised. Or I don't believe people are born evil.
They're not. I don't think they are. I mean, you're right, Mike. But the vast majority, I'd say, of people that are in jail are just... They've gone through this system from a young age when they're young lads and all, like teenagers, and it's a vicious cycle. Then it's hard to get them out of that.
So you're saying, you're agreeing with Terry, you need to break the cycle. Julie, is that not a good argument then? You need to break the cycle, no matter what the crime happens to be.
Look, I understand. Well, no, sorry. I don't agree with whatever the crime should be. Come here, look. Paedophiles should be in a land down under. They shouldn't be let walk around like they've done nothing wrong.
I agree with you about paedophiles.
So I draw the line on that one because I have no time for the likes of that or even a discussion to wonder where they might fucking go. No offence. But as regards like petty crime or like even murder, it would just depend on how long they've been away from it and then what kind of a job it was. But I would give them a second chance, yes.
Mm.
They deserve it.
See, I'm wondering here how we grade crimes. Look, I think everybody agrees with the paedophile line.
How can they deserve it? They don't deserve it. But
paedophiles, let's be clear. Let's rule out the paedophiles out of the conversation completely, because paedophiles don't change. No. They're paedophiles, right?
Paedophiles are a different category. They're a different animal altogether.
Yeah, they should be in a just separate jail system out in Spike Island or something. Yeah. I don't know. Yeah, whatever. But everybody else.
The prisons all around the country probably could be, there could be 10 to 15% of them in there deserve to be in there to keep fucking thrown away and not given another chance.
I get that. Okay, well, you know what I have to look
at? The 80% of them need, they deserve a second chance because it's costing more and more to keep them there.
They do deserve a second chance. Everyone deserves a second chance. But at the end of the day, if they've reoffended, I probably would consider taking them on. If they haven't reoffended on the one crime that they're there for and have done their time for, then I'd give them a job. Simple as.
Yeah,
if they've reoffended on the crime that they've committed, then I probably wouldn't.
I give them a job because I tell you, they're not there's a lot of people in there that are drug addicts and alcoholics and all. And I would turn around and say to you, and I'd say from the bottom of my heart, I've never met a stupid one. They're fucking smart because they have to, they're like business people because they're always trying to get the money to keep their business up on the run. Now, I'm not saying their business as in that they're peddling it around. I'm saying their business that they need to get their fix.
Yeah, they're their life of crime. And by the way, there are a lot of clever criminals because they have to obviously not get caught. So, you know, if they're thieves or whatever they happen to be. So, yes, and if they put their brains to good use, they could be quite good in the workplace or as business people. Yeah, I'm not doubting that.
But you see, the man in the suit doesn't think that. The man in the suit thinks that they're not very productive or not very benefit. I actually know people in my areas that have done things and I've seen them standing up and they're proud people of society. And I tell you, they're hard-working people because they have to prove themselves time and time again with everybody that they meet. And they were given just that one break after maybe years.
But you know what? Can I just say something? There is initiatives now, right? Say if they do come out and they're on their social welfare or whatever, there's initiatives now to set up your own business. You know, so you don't have to rely on somebody else giving you a job. You can look into doing it yourself.
Yeah, but look, initiative of maybe they're going to get 1 or 2 grand. Look, you need to kind of put the business there. Get a good businessman. Get a good businessman and ask them to partner with one of them. And I guarantee you that they could have, they know how to do things. Look at how the prisons is run. They know how to do everything in there.
I don't disagree. It's an idea that should be thought of. I don't disagree. I've just said I fully agree with them getting a second chance. Like, it's up to, at the end of the day, the person that's going to employ them. Like, do you know what I mean? But there should be more. Mm. You're right.
Sorry for interrupting. We've got two mindsets here, right, Julie and Terry? And I agree with both of you in a sense, right? But the two mindsets are from society. It's not our problem. It's their problem. Why is it our problem to fix them? And the other mindset is, it is our problem to fix them because it's a societal issue and it affects everybody. So whose responsibility is it to make sure that you break the cycle?
But it's going to cost you more money in the long run if you don't fix it.
Yeah, and more heartache for victims. Yeah.
Yeah.
But then the opposite, but the opposite argument to that is, well, if you put them away for longer and leave them in jail to rot, well, then they won't cause problems.
How much does it cost to leave them in jail? It costs them more to leave someone in jail for 12 months.
But it should be never about money. It's about 100 grand a year to leave someone in jail. But it shouldn't be about money. It should never be about money.
No, but it is. It's always about money, Niall. Everything is always about money. Regardless, budgets, we have this, that and the other. And sometimes...
See, I personally believe the prison system is broken. Right, and I mean,
it always was.
Well, the prison system was set up in Victorian times, you know, the current types of prison system we have is a Victorian type prison system, right? And the whole idea of prison initially was to punish people and put them away and keep them away from society. And I do agree with that when you have people who are physically dangerous to other people. But there are a lot of people in jail who shouldn't be in jail. There should be better ways of retribution, if that's what the word you want to use, or rehabilitation. You can't rehabilitate somebody when you're treating them like dirt in a 6-foot cell, having them, you know, having a shite in a stainless steel toilet at the corner of the room. That's not going to rehabilitate anybody. That's just going to make them angry and make them worse when they come out. So I think there are other ways to rehabilitate people who are willing to be rehabilitated. But I'm not talking about those who are just dangerous people, horrible people. They deserve to be left there.
Niall, yes. If somebody, right, say you're on this topic now this evening, right, and you're kind of judging a little bit of what we're saying. If somebody asked you for a job and you found out that they're after doing 5 years for murder, would you take them into your studio?
I would, yeah.
Well, it was fair, like, you know what I mean?
Yeah, I mean, I used to have a really bad opinion of prisoners, really bad opinion. And then I met a good friend of mine, Gary Cunningham. He came on the show as a regular caller going back about 6-7 years ago. And became a good friend. I talked to him regularly on a regular basis off air. And he was in jail. He was caught with drugs. And he was moving drugs from one place to another. He ended up in jail. He spoke to the judge. He called the judge names. And the judge put him in jail. Anyway, he was in Mountjoy for a long time. Anyway, he came out. And not only did he turn his life around, but he helped other people turn their lives around by going into prisons and giving talks, going to schools and talking to kids. You know, he's a wonderful guy. He's written 3 books. So what I'm saying is people can change. I know people can change. I wouldn't have believed that before. When I say I wouldn't have believed it, I didn't trust it. But I do after speaking to Gary.
Of course they change. By putting a lock in a key and just saying, taking somebody's liberty, they could use them a little bit more. When they're in there, or else that they give them probation services, that they tell them to go out and do some of the work that the city council workers is doing. Shovel shite if you have to. You know what I mean? Get them to do that. People are giving out about the dogs shit around the place.
Yeah, get them cleaning in the parks. Yeah. Okay, and I don't disagree with you. I would rather see somebody doing community service for 4 months than going to jail for 3 months if it's a crime where I don't believe they're a direct danger to society. So, like, for example, nobody should ever go to jail for not paying a fine in this country. We're past, this is 2024, we're past that point where people should go to jail for money. In other words, if you haven't paid a television licence, the idea that someone, even the thoughts of somebody going to jail for not paying a television licence is ridiculous. Community service, if you really need to punish somebody for not paying a fine or for anything to do with money,
because realistically, they're not a direct danger physically to anybody. So community service should be used more, but we just don't do it enough. Stay there, Julie and Terry. I want to come to Margaret and Owen. Margaret, coming on after the break, says absolutely no second chance.
All right, let's bring Margaret into the conversation. Margaret, hi, how are you?
Hi, Niall. Happy New Year to you.
Happy New Year to you too, Margaret. I hope you have a good year. Yep, yep. Thank you very much indeed. And thank you very much indeed for your card and your lovely gift, by the way. It's very kind of you, by the way.
Oh, you're very welcome.
Now, Julie didn't buy me a gift and neither did Terry, but however, I let them away with it this time. I'm joking.
Always next year.
Yeah, there's always next year.
You live in hope and die in despair.
Margaret, sorry, Terry and Julie, I wasn't having a go at you, I was only messing. Margaret, would you give a second chance to a criminal? Would you give them a job if you were an employer?
Now, if it were somebody that didn't pay their license or they robbed something out of a shop, that's different. That's minor. But for the more serious criminal, no way. There is no second chance. No way.
So somebody who burgles a house, maybe?
No. They're thieves. They're dangerous. And then you have your man, Pushkin, going to the High Court saying he's going to be out walking the streets of Dublin.
Mm.
Really?
Okay, but let's not get into court cases. But okay.
But Niall, you know, we have a lot of serious people in this country that have murdered their wives, girlfriends, and people out walking. And you have kids under the age of 18 years of age.
Well, hopefully now people like Joseph Pushka won't see the light of day again. I don't want to go back to that again because obviously there's an appeal being put in there. But hopefully people like Joseph Pushka won't see the light of day. Well, a few of them have tried that already in jail, you know, and they've tried to take these appeals to get out early and has failed miserably, thankfully. But Margaret, so you wouldn't give a job to say a burglar?
No, I wouldn't, Niall.
But he's done his four years in jail.
How could you trust somebody who broke into somebody's home or went into a shop?
What about a drug dealer? What about a drug dealer?
No fucking way. No. They get far too much in this country. You and I had to pay, and I know I had to pay with my husband at the time, and rear my children, and put them through third level education, and we had to pay for it all. But these people go into prison, and they come out with fucking law degrees, and you and I are paying for it.
But the whole idea of that is to make them better people, so when they do come out of jail, that they won't go rob your house.
Absolute bullshit. Absolute crap. I never heard such nonsense on a radio station. People, God loved them. They were dragged up. Poor me. I'm sorry. Where is the social workers? Where is Tuzla? Where's all these people that's supposed to know it all? And they know fuck all at the end of the day. Excuse the French. It annoys me. And the rest of us are doing out there and working our asses off. And I worked for 44 years of my life and have my own home, reared my children. And thank God they all have excellent jobs and they're all married. And they never put their foot wrong anywhere. Thank God. I was blessed. But if somebody has children and there's parents on drugs or they're alcoholics, that's where the social workers and Tuzla comes in, because they are being neglected. And then you would have none of this crap of teenage children under the age of 18 carrying on the way they're carrying on. They know the system, and the minister done nothing, absolutely nothing, when she was there to crack down on people under the age of 18 and do something concrete.
But she'll argue she did, though. But I do believe that there is a consensus out there by many people who don't have a huge amount of faith, but she probably won't be the Minister for Justice for too long. I do believe, by the way, I've just heard today that they're integrating the Department of Immigration with the Department of Justice now. And I have a bad feeling about who the Minister of Justice is going to be, but I don't think it'll be Hannah McEntee.
What did you just say?
They're integrating now the Department of Justice with the Department of Immigration. Because the Department the Department of Immigration is integrated with the Department of Children.
Niall?
Yeah.
Because you have Hannah McEntee, who brought in the hate speech and all that kind of thing.
Mm.
And now they're bringing in this system that you're just after speaking about. And the Irish people were not being protected, and the fucking foreigners are more important. And they're getting all the fucking houses. I've seen it around here.
Well, I don't know if that's factually correct, but yeah, I know people feel that way. And they feel like maybe they're not being left behind. I know people do feel that way sometimes, but I don't know the facts.
It is not.
Okay,
it's
okay.
The truth.
Okay, well, let me go back to Judy. Okay.
As far as I'm concerned, if somebody takes a life, I will personally put myself forward and I give them a fucking lethal injection.
Oh,
a life for a life.
Oh, right. The death penalty, says Margaret.
Yeah.
Julie. Getting back, Margaret doesn't have a huge amount of sympathy for, you know, Joey the drug dealer who goes to jail for 6 years. He's not getting a job off her when he comes out, or Mickey the burglar.
Well,
or
fair play to her. I say she reared her kids well, but at the end of the day, people make mistakes and shit happens, so you can't, like, turn around and say, look, well, you can, because she just did. But that's not my opinion. I believe in second chances. Now, like I said, I wouldn't take on the likes of a rapist or a paedophile, but I would consider other criminals.
She wouldn't.
So you would take on somebody that would rob a bank?
I'm not saying I want a whole factory full of criminals working like in an employment that, say, I had for a sake, but I just would give them a second chance. I fully believe...
Forget
about the senior. Let's say a guy who goes to jail for 4 years for dealing in drugs. Now, he's not a drug addict himself. He was just dealing, making money. You wouldn't hire him, Margaret. Julie would.
Well, the way I look at it is, Niall, if they're doing what they're doing,
I wouldn't hire him for self-growth now, but I'd hire him for a job, yeah?
I know, you wouldn't hire him to sell drugs, Julie. Julie and Margaret, stay there, because I've got 5 minutes here. I need to go to Owen as well. Owen, hi, how are you?
Very good, Niall. How are things with you, boy?
Good, good. Owen, you've worked with ex-cons.
I did, and I've had them working on jobs with me, and I believe in giving people a second chance. I think that in prisoners, I think that about half of them, it's addiction issues, and the other 40% it's educational problems, didn't get opportunities, they came from broken homes, literally drug addicted parents, right?
Yeah.
And I think there's a small percentage of people who are in jail and they don't belong in jail, but I think there's very few clever career criminals actually in jail. And I just put you in the picture there. I'm in the building lane, like it's joy.
Yeah, that's you'd find a lot of ex-criminals working in the construction industry. Yeah, quite common.
You used them for cheap labour for you.
It was rough and ready, and I never had anyone for cheap labour. Johnny was in, he killed a man who raped his young fella. Went down, got into his house, and he spent the night butchering him.
Oh, God.
And he killed him stone dead, and he did 9 months for it. And when he came out with the biggest welcome home party in Sir Henry's, and I gave him a job, and I think he did the right thing.
Well, I don't want to condone any criminal activity. I mean, we can't obviously do that. But okay, but if a guy comes to you, you're in construction, and he wants to work for you, and he says, you know, I don't know, I was involved in an armed robbery in a bank, but I've turned my life around. I got 6 years in jail, but I've turned my life around. Would you give him a job?
Well, I'm actually off construction, and I've.
Well, if you were, Owen.
I'd interview him. I'd have a chat with him, and I do believe that people can put their lives around. I do believe that people can recover from alcoholism. They can recover from drug addiction. And like
You'd want to talk to John Nonagan. That's the man that you should have on the show, because he's
the former governor of Mountjoy. Yeah, yeah.
Yes, an absolute gentleman of a man. Mm. And
I interviewed John many years ago. He's a nice guy.
An absolute gentleman he is. And, you know, he run a very good shift there in Mountjoy. And, you know, he'd done his job very, very well. And I have to say, I spoke to him at length many a time, and an absolute gentleman.
But he reiterates what Owen's just said. What John would tell you, and he said it to me on numerous occasions, that he would see, you know, the grandchildren of people who 30 years ago were in Mountjoy Prison. You know, like it's families, you know, sisters, brothers, that's cousins. Right, yeah. And in other words, it's how people are brought up. And Owen said the only way to break that cycle is to give them an opportunity.
Yeah. Yeah. There's a whole pile of families in this country and nobody ever had a job. And if there was steady money, honest, honourable money coming into the house for 5, 6, 10 years, it would make an intergenerational change to that family.
Would you not agree, Margaret? Do you agree that sometimes, like your kids were lucky, Margaret, they had you as a mother. I was lucky. I had good parents who raised me well. But not every child is that lucky.
Well, Niall, can I just say one thing? Mm. The survey came out there, was it last week or the week before? And they were talking about different cities and towns and villages. And certain parts of Dublin is still the filthiest parts of Dublin. There you are. You're talking about rehabilitation. You have Mountjoy there sitting in smack bang in the middle of Paxley, in the middle of Dublin. Bring them out to clean up the bloody streets. Simple as that, with the council workers. And have some officers with them. And
not like a chain gang.
Well, look, they do it in America.
Oh, no, I know they do. You know? Yeah, I know they do.
They do it in America. And they bring them out and they clean the roads. Yeah. And, you know...
Would you agree with that, Owen, a chain gang?
If a child... I don't think
that the softies would allow it, but I think that putting back into the community as penance for your sins, the community... what is it, community work?
Yeah, I would agree with a lot more community work being given out, because the prison system we currently have at the moment, I believe, is a joke. The idea that you just bring people to court and put them in jail every time they do something wrong is a system that's outdated and antiquated. Unless somebody is in absolute danger physically to other people, that they can't be physically allowed outside the building, that they're going to go off and hurt somebody, absolutely I agree. But the majority of people who go to jail could change their lives if given an opportunity. So I think community service is more apt for many people. And I do believe community service works. Sorry, I've run out of time. Owen, Margaret, Julie and many others. Jeez, a lot of people got very angry during that topic, didn't they?
Now, real people, real opinions. Nighttime Talk with Niall Boylan.
Ireland's classic hits radio.